Order. Order.
At number six in the urgency motion, the Taxation, GST and Remedial Matters Bill came up for its committee stage debate at 20 to 10 on Friday morning, emerging just over 8 sitting hours later for its third and final reading at a quarter to 8 that night. Leading off the third reading debate for the opposition, Labor's finance spokesman David Cunliffe blamed the government's leader of the House, Gerry Brownlee, for dumping a 70-page supplementary order paper, or SOP, amending rules for LAQCs, or loss attributing qualifying companies, that had not been with the bill when it was opened to public submissions at the Finance and Expenditure Committee.
And because you have not given the public or the business community the opportunity for a fair say, that is why you are going to be here all weekend with your paltry list of pre-Christmas rush legislation. All weekend, because you, the Leader of the House, have screwed up the process. You have overloaded the urgency motion and you have allowed your Minister of Revenue to introduce a totally inappropriate supplementary order paper. Well, it didn't have to be done. And it's not going to be done easily, because the members of the Labor opposition are going to fight this bill and have fought this bill clause by clause, part by part, line by line, to the utter limits of parliamentary process.
David Cunliffe was joined in opposition by the Greens co-leader Russell Norman.
The thing is that this isn't just your regular kind of bill that we're dealing with. Anyone who's had to been on Finance and Expenditure Committee for the tax bills knows how complicated the tax bills are, and actually how much we rely on our expert advisers, whether it's from IRD or whether it's the independent expert advisor, in order to understand tax bills, because they are a really, really complicated piece of law. People probably don't know that generally it is the PCO that writes law, but the tax office has its own ability to write law, because tax law is so complicated that they have to have people in the IRD who can write tax law. Now, the problem for Parliament is that we're supposed to be voting on this giant amendment, and the truth is there's probably hardly anyone in Parliament who understands it.
Whether government MPs were any the wiser was impossible to tell, as they kept their contributions to a bare minimum.
The ACT Party will be supporting this bill, and I commend it to the House.
The ACT Party's deputy leader, John Boscawen, while the Māori Party's Te Uarua Flavel spoke for just a minute in Māori. National's member for Northland kept his speech down to just four words.
I call the Honourable John Carter,
I support the bill.
Which passed its third reading by 66 votes to 47, clearing the way for bills further down the urgency motion, including the Customs and Excise Joint Border Management Information Sharing and Other Matters Amendment Bill. Speaking in support of its second reading with just a few minutes to go before midnight on Friday, National Simon Bridges more than made up for his colleagues' reluctance to debate the tax bill.
When parliaments in the future look back at this parliament, they will remember the Customs, Excise, Joint Border Management, Information Sharing and Other Matters Amendment Bill. Because this bill is to Customs what custard is to crumble, what Barry White is for Sol, and what John Boscawen is to the ACT Party. So it's with great pleasure and humility, Mr. Speaker, as much humility as I can muster, that I commend this great, this historic bill. Well, in fact, actually, I want to talk a bit more.
And he did, eventually winding up where he began.
One day, people will look back at these speeches and they will read this speech, and it will read much, much better than it sounds right now. Much, much better. And they will remember this bill for all the amazing things that it is doing for customs and the great customs officials all around the country, and life and the cosmos and the vibe in general. And this is a very proud moment for this parliament. I commend this bill to the House.
Simon Bridges resumed his seat to this comment from Labour's Lynne Palais.
I think he's spoken in this House probably 50 times as long as any other member of the National Party, and I think that is utterly commendable. Now, we saw the whip's been on the phone, and I'll tell you something, Simon Bridges, oops, Jerry's here, he's in big trouble.
Lynne Palais there reporting on Gerry Brownlee hurrying back to the chamber just before midnight on Friday. I'm Tom Frewen, and this program is brought to you with funding from the Office of the Clerk.